gonna go dumb like a runaway train. I grab my beer, you do the same.
Shake that shit and make it rain. What's up, my messy friends?
What's up, messy assholes? I didn't know we were starting. There we go.
How's everyone doing today?
They can't respond.
Yes, they can.
Nor do they want to.
They can slide into our DMs and tell us how we've been doing. How they've been doing. They can tell us how we've been doing.
Also, and they don't want to.
We haven't been doing well, just in case you wanted to know. Me too.
There you go.
What?
How was your week?
Oh, how was your week?
I asked you first.
My week was great.
Wow.
That's the story she wrote.
Okay.
Like, three people are staring at me right now, and I can't. How was your week?
It was pretty good. It was way busy.
That's good.
That's it. The end.
Well, it's only Tuesday, so it only goes downhill from here.
That is a big fact. Well,
today, we have a special treat for you all.
We have our special guest that we...
Who is also a treat and a snack.
She is one of a kind.
Her name is Kylie
Tresider!
What's up, everybody? Just super stoked. Like, the most stoked to be here. Just another messy bitch that doesn't have her life together. Woo. Glad to be
messy
here.
Bitches.
Love them, guys. Glad to be here with my boys.
Just chilling with the boys.
Can we just take a second and appreciate that Jordan literally just blasted all of your eardrums?
I'm sorry. I just got in a mood real quick, so... It really you
wound up your body, and you were like, sucked in all the energy and like blew it out towards the microphone. It was kind of scary.
I had to give all of my energy that I could into that.
Oh, man. So this week, instead of talking about controversial topics, we're talking about Reddit.
Ooh. You could find some
nasty shit on there.
Dark things. Dark things. One time I went on there and just, for like 3 hours, looked at a subreddit about skinwalkers.
What the fuck? What did I say?
Oh, it was just stories about people interact. Do you know what a skinwalker is?
No.
Oh. It has something to do with, like, Native American... It's, like Native American, like, shapeshifters.
Oh. Yo, I used to watch Teen Wolf, and they had one of those.
Oh. Yeah, they're, like, really scary, but...
Just one of those.
Just one.
It's fine.
Dylan O'Brien. Still a babe. Okay.
Yeah, I never watched that show, so I don't know.
It was good.
Well, good.
Watched it on Amazon Prime.
Who the fuck watches Amazon Prime?
It was nowhere to be found.
In my opinion, it goes Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime is all the way down here. It is at the lowest level. Fucking...
That's where I watch Girl Code. Okay?
Oh. Girl Code is on Hulu.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Yeah, don't come at me. I looked.
Well, so today,
okay.
In case you all wanted to know,
shall we just start?
I'm still in love with Tyler Cameron.
Okay. We're not talking about that.
I need to.
Okay, quick 5 minutes, go.
Tyler Cameron is the love of my life, and he went on a date with Gigi Hadid.
Liam,
stop it. It's like... He's famous.
Liam is literally sitting right there, and me and Kylie both like threw our whole entire bodies back against the wall from shock.
I don't think it was that dramatic.
Yeah, I just don't meet her standards. Oh, that was sad.
Oh, stop. I can't.
Ron, stop.
I can't. Okay, on to the topic.
I thought you wanted to talk about Tyler Cameron.
No, I was just saying that he went on a date with Gigi Hadid and...
And she'll be married to Hannah Brown.
Yes.
Okay.
The end.
All right, we're going to let our wonderful Kylie start us off.
Oh, Kylie, first of all, how about you tell us a little about yourself so people kind of know where are you.
So you're not just this random person.
Random voice.
Okay. This random bitch is going to give her introduction now. If you haven't heard it enough already, my name's Kylie. Sunny and I grew up together. We've known each other probably since the womb. Mm-hmm. Just chilling always. We used to be roommates, and they were roommates. Then they fucked it up real bad, guys. Biggest mess. But now we're back. Mess. We're back in business.
Yeah, we are.
The I was their back. Third roommate.
Yeah, Jordan didn't pay rent, but
I slept on their couch.
All our shit.
Yeah, fuck
all
Jordan.
Of it. Yo, fuck Jordan.
Jordan.
Okay, I didn't. Liam, get out of here.
Liam.
JK, we love you. Damn. Anyway, just a little bio about myself. I'm just a girl who wipes ass at a nursing home and barely makes it through college. That's about it.
Me too, sis.
That's just all I really have to say, and I'm about that action, boss.
Nice. Also, if it sounds a little weird, we're sorry, everybody. Me and Kylie are having to share a mic. So if you hear us passing it off, like the joint, just know it's okay.
Because we're poor and can only afford two microphones, so.
That's true. We could barely afford these two.
So. We could maybe afford like a $10 one, so.
Okay, here we go. Let's just start it off. Kylie, do you want to read this first story for us?
Oh, should we tell what we were talking about first?
Oh my God, Reddit stories.
Oh, did we already see that?
Yes.
Guys, I'm all over the place today.
But they're like bad Tinder date Redders.
Yeah.
Reddit a little bit.
Redder.
Wait, what?
Reddit.
Jesus, take the wheel. Okay, Kylie.
Okay, let's get it moving.
All right, we are deep up in Reddit right now.
Oh.
And I will begin. Long ass story. About 8 months ago, Tinder date. She suggests brunch at Max's Wine Drive on McKinney. I pick her up at her Arpeggio Apartments in Victory Park. She's not ready, so she buzzes me in. Her apartment is beautiful, lots of high-dollar stuff. No roommate. It's very important. We go to Mark's at 1 p.m. She drinks an entire bottle of champagne by herself. Also relatable. We leave, and in the car, she says she wants to stop by a shop in West Village. I park in the parking garage and get out. I look for her and don't see her. I hear a noise, so I look around my car and she's squatting next to the wall, peeing on the ground, as one does. We go into the shop. She takes a few dresses into the changing room and tells me to come over. I stand outside the changing room. Stop. And she pulls me inside. She completely undresses, gets in the clothes, asks me what I think. Undresses, gets in more clothes, etc., etc. She takes about $1,500 worth of clothes to the counter and tells the cashier that she really has to pee. Cashier says, sorry.
Sorry. That's
and that's it. My date begs her, so the cashier relents and takes her into the back, but it's too late. The damage has been done. She must buy a new pair of pants. On the way back
this bitch messier than we are.
The messiest. On the way back to her apartment, she answers a call and starts talking in a foreign language that I can't place. I can't even guess the continent. She's very nervous and upset. She tells me... Oh shit, what? She hangs up and tells me she has to go to her other apartment at the Cirque, also in Victory Park. She asks me to go in with her. We go into her apartment, which is also completely beautiful and belongs only to her. She has a badass telescope that I start playing with. In the mirror, I see her open a safe and put something in her purse. She tells me we need to leave and asks me to take her to my house. This is where it gets the most messy.
Yes.
We go to my house and she instantly passes out. Stays passed out for about 6 hours.
Jesus Christ.
This bitch wakes up and just wants Dairy Queen.
Honestly, me too.
Honestly,
sis.
Yeah. It's closed and she starts crying, obviously.
Me too.
I take her to Sonic. She gets a cheeseburger, a chili dog, cheese fries, and a sundae. We come home. She eats it and throws it all up. Passes out on my couch and goes to sleep again. Next morning, she asks if she can stay and watch football.
Did you catch that game?
Yeah, dude, bro.
That is the most random shit ever. Like, why would you just come be at some random person's house, first of all, and be like, I just want to watch football. Is that okay?
She just eats a shit ton of food, throws up, and then's trying to watch the game. That's how we do it now.
Trying to kick it back with the boys.
That's how you find your mans.
I tell her I have plans and need to take her home. She says that she can't go to either of her apartments. I tell her too bad. I have plans.
Too bad. Bitch, too bad.
I drop her off at her apartment. She started texting me asking when we could see each other again, but I never responded. The most important part of this story is the first comment, which calls this girl DJ Khaled's bitch. I just really wanted to tell you all that.
Oh my God.
Just a 10 out of 10 story.
If this girl ever listens to our podcast, please,
we love you.
Please come on here.
We love you. We idolize you. We want to be your friends.
Oh my gosh.
We'll go to Dairy Queen.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Listen.
Wait, can I tell a quick story?
Yes.
Okay, so do you guys know, like, the Chris D'Elia guy?
D'Elia.
Yeah.
D'Elia.
Yes.
He, like, has a video on YouTube that I watch almost every other day. I think it's so funny. It's him impersonating drunk girls.
Love
and he's
that.
Like, drunk girls are, like, the only people on this planet that can almost throw up and not care. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Like, and it just makes me laugh so hard. So everybody, please go look up Chris D'Elia drunk girl impression.
Listen, when Sunny and Kylie lived together, I don't think I've ever been more drunk in my entire life.
Pretty much.
Literally,
and
all
it was
we would
not
do
okay.
Is smoke hookah. I get wasted.
Okay, guys, listen. Our beautiful Jordan turned 19, and we decided to go fuck it up at the hookah bar. Changed our lives. We bought that. And literally every day just fucked around. That's where we got the messy part of ourselves.
Literally every single night we would smoke hookah.
That's when I think found myself.
Yes. I remember like the first time we went and Jordan's like, I feel sick.
And like, they
were playing like Jamaican music and the lights were flashing and everybody was trying to give us stuff. Like, not doing that again.
It felt like we were on ecstasy. Yeah.
We literally had no clue how to smoke it, first of all. The people that own it are like these Arabian guys. And we're like, how do you smoke this? And they're like,
the fuck?
They've been smoking hookah out of the womb.
That is so true. We literally had asked them, we're like, how do you use this?
They're like, these dumb bitches.
Some white bitches. Anyways, so we get the hookah for our own house, and
yeah, after the one time we became obsessed with it.
We were so dumb.
So obsessed that we.
And I was like, I got flavored charcoal. And little did you know, everybody, that you have to have sheesh in order to smoke hookah.
We are the dumbest.
Literally.
Oh my gosh.
Rest in peace. That was just a bad experience, but a great one all at the same time.
Honestly, though, getting drunk was the best thing ever. Like, that time we scared Jordan in the bathroom. Let me tell you.
Oh my gosh. I would, like, shower over there and they'd... Their tub wouldn't drain, and so I'd have to sit in there. I'd have to sit in their fucking bathroom for, like, 10 minutes. Draining it by hand.
You guys, I'm going to post it. I'm going to post it on the messy Instagram story. We're gonna make a highlight of all the shit that we did to Jordan.
Oh my gosh.
It's gonna be so beautiful.
It's gonna be amazing.
Anyway, best time of my life. Really just everything happened, and sometimes I try to block it out, but it doesn't work. So
it doesn't work. We can just make new
best
memories.
Best and now. Worst we time.
That. We love that.
We
okay.
love that for us.
Jordan, you had a Reddit story.
Oh. I don't know if I can find it anymore, but
well, dig deep.
Let's talk about catfishing. Ooh. Have you guys ever been catfished before?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's it. Yes.
We just answered your question.
Yeah, me too.
She's like,
so tell me about it. So, let me see if I can find it. I know, I do. Guys.
God damn it, Jordan.
I don't know what I'm doing with my life right now. Guys, I for real can't find it.
Jordan.
Listen, being catfish is worse. Catfish is one of my favorite TV shows ever.
Mm, me too.
And I don't understand how some of those people get scammed.
Those people scammed. Like send money and like never see it again.
Why would you send $30,000 to somebody? Sorry.
Oh, she gets heated.
Why would you send $30,000 to somebody that you don't even know?
$30,000 is a big number too, Jordan.
There was one catfish episode that I watched, and this dude impersonated a woman. Like, he could make a woman's
voice. Oh, I know somebody who experienced that, who got catfish, and it was supposed to be a dude, but it was actually a girl. I won't name names, but...
Oh.
You know who.
Oh, yes, I do, actually.
And you know who.
Oh, yeah.
So... You want to tell that story? Or?
No.
Okay.
I feel like this person will come slit my throat.
It's fine. Okay. Found the story. So basically, this girl met with a guy on Tinder. He like looked like a very handsome man. Said he was older. He invited her to his McMansion.
The double arch gates.
With the double arch gates. And basically, he was a 17-year-old that just graduated high school, and she was like 20 years old. So.
Big yikes.
Big yikes.
Yeah, that was basically the story. It wasn't that great.
I love that story.
Nice.
I know.
Cool story, bro.
Cool story, bro.
Guys, if you catfish somebody, listen, a lot of these girls on Instagram
are ugly.
Yes.
They're uggos.
And they use their Facetune. Facetune.
Dude, I downloaded the Facetune app just to see what the hype is all about. It made me uglier.
Like, how do people use it?
You can like change the shape of your face.
I know.
And it like made me have 8 different chins. I was like, y'all, I just have 2. Relax.
And listen, Sometimes girls, I don't know. Me personally, I keep my makeup pretty natural. Like, no shade to girls that like doing full faces and everything. But sometimes these girls just, I'm warning ya. Do not look like that without makeup. That makes sense?
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Makes perfect sense.
So that's another catfishing story.
This Reddit says, matched with my cousin.
Oh my gosh. No. Where are they? In like Alabama?
Alabama.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, why would you even swipe on your cousin?
Freaks.
I went to a white trash party this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was fun. This guy wore a wife beater, and he had dirt all over. He wore his hat backwards, and he had his pants unbuttoned.
Did you guys, like, smoke meth?
No.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
He probably did before the party.
Not that kind of party.
Not fam.
Not a good party.
No.
Damn.
It was fun, but I mean, I'm white trash on the inside, so I showed up as myself.
I didn't dress up or anything. I just put on my normal clothes. So.
I'm trying to find a really good one. Hold on.
Oh, I've got a story, though. Let's
chat. Okay, you tell a story.
Okay, Kylie, tell us a story.
One time on Bumble, I was just being desperate, obviously, and I fell in love with a man who used stock photos for every single picture on his profile, met up with him, and
Kylie, was, no!
Yes, dude. Yes, dude. No! How does one dumbass not know what a stock photo looks like? I was, like, living for it. I was like, damn, this guy. And so met up with him, exact opposite of what was going on.
Oh, no.
And now sometimes I just lay in bed and think about the stock photo man and just think about where he's at.
Where are
and
you?
And if he's what trying to get photos? It, yeah. Some I don't know. Maybe one day I'll meet the stock photo man. He could have my children. I wouldn't even be mad.
Tell him about lupus.
Who's lupus?
Who the fuck is lupus?
Lupus is a disease.
I don't know who the fuck lupus is. God damn it. Oh. Oh.
No, this chick, she goes, I fucked him and he had lupus.
It honestly was just a big mess. Okay. Sunny and I used to be all about those hockey boys.
We were fanatics.
Oh my fucking God. I still am. Oh my God.
I had
no.
them over every weekend. Fanatic.
Kylie took a mad step backwards. She was pretty traumatized. It was a pretty rough experience for us. But to our credit, we know what's happening with hockey. At least we don't sit there and pretend we don't.
Yeah.
Also, Sunny loves to scream. Like, deadass scream at little kids during the games and pound on the glass and cause a ruckus, honestly. I think that's really why they fell in love with us, just because Sunny was a freak.
Because I was a psychopath. Literally every game, me and Kylie would like, so I still have the videos of when me and Kylie commentated on one of their games. So there's one that we were like, oh, look, it's a leprechaun, go get your pot of gold. And then there was, oh, ravioli. Mm-hmm. He was a good one.
Yeah. Ravioli, ravioli, give me the formioli.
No, and then the other one, we were like, look, lupus can run.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Guys, the hockey boys are up to no good.
No, and they are the favorite. Definition of catfishing. Like,
no joke.
You want to look at their roster? Like, damn, you're ready to have kids, but nope. Mm-mm. They get 5 feet away from you, you just are done. You're done.
You're gonna get it like a venereal disease 5 feet away from them.
Wait, hang on. Let's also say that Lupus got hit in the face with a puck twice that year. And so he looked more fucked up than anybody I know. And I remember Kylie walks in with him. No, I walk in on them. The clothes are scattered in the living room. I can see each individual article of clothing. And I was just like, oh, have a good time.
But then, when we did reappear, Sunny was mad. He was nasty. She was like, what are you doing? Get away from that. She was so disgusted with me, guys. I literally didn't even know what to do with my life. I became a virgin again because I disappointed my mother. Again. Yes. So kids, stay virgins. Stay away from the hockey boys. Stay safe.
If you live in Ogden, do not make contact.
Just avoid the ice sheet at all costs. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm just going to say this. It's almost hockey season and I have an open room. Okay? So, you know who you are.
Oh my.
Hint, hint, wink, wink. I'll probably Snapchat you later tonight. Bye.
Oh my God. Oh no. I've been telling Sunny for years.
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 To stop talking to them. Does she listen to me? No.
Will she ever?
No. It's fine.
Do it's you, fine. Baby boo? Ooh.
What's okay, I found other? A story.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Tinder date with, in quotations, famous chef. Where I was taken to a dive bar where he promptly started talking about how famous he was. We drank and watched sports. He proceeded to tell me, "You're cute," in quotations. And this eventually went to, "I'm going to make you bleed."
What?
He then invited one of his friends to come along. We went outside and he came up to kiss me. I was drunk, so I kissed him back. Eventually, he proceeded to tell me how he was being charged with battering his ex-girlfriend, but he totally didn't do it. Literally, Jordan and Kylie are on their phones, not listening to a single fucking word I'm saying. So, everybody, I hope you enjoy this story, because they aren't.
I was looking up another...
Shut up, I'm telling a story.
Oh, I did, thought you were done.
Then it says, eventually, when it came time to pay the bill, he lost his wallet. Of course, I get stuck with it. I'll pay you back, he says. Needless to say, I never got a payment. Then he leaned up against me. I thought he was trying to kiss me, but I looked down and he was peeing on me in the street.
Oh my gosh, peeing what is up with people and peeing?
I swiftly, being too inebriated to drive, went and got myself a hotel room and a hot shower. Never again. I just like the line, "I'm going to make you bleed." I just want to know what that means. Can I look up the, like, Urban Dictionary thing of it?
I want to make you bleed?
Yeah. Like, does that mean I want to rip open your vagina?
He fucks her so hard he makes her bleed?
Pop the cherry. Okay.
Maybe.
Jordan, do you have another story?
Tinder was awful for me.
I met on Reddit, not just your kidding. Own. Yours are boring. Just kidding. Liam's getting upset. Huh?
Guys.
What?
So sad, suicide, kill yourself.
Me. For... every podcast, we are so unprepared.
Every single time. You guys, we're looking these up as we go.
Kylie's probably like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, literally.
Of a podcast. Yeah, this is probably.
And oh.
Ooh. Oh.
Okay, I will tell some pickup lines that I got in my Tinder since Jordan decided to take 80 years.
Some guys, I don't know why, and it doesn't bother me anymore because I don't really care, but I remember on Tinder, like, people, like guys would just randomly message me and be like, "You're ugly." I'd be like, "Okay." Like, I know, but all right.
I thought you were gonna say, like, they randomly message you and was like, "I want to fuck you" or something like that. Nope, you're ugly.
I mean, I got that too, but also, like, yeah, they just be like, "You're ugly."
Ugly,
like,
but lovo. Ugly but lovo snack.
I am uggo.
Okay, this one says, "Fellas, please don't use this one." This one says, "You know why they call me Colgate?" And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Because 9 out of 10 dentists recommend putting me in your mouth." Ew.
What is wrong with today's society?
Oh, Liam's like, "Yeah, it was 10 out of 10, a good one."
He's going somewhere in life.
I just love talking about what not to do on Tinder. My thing, if yes. you put works at the Krusty Krab on your Tinder profile,
oh my gosh.
You can get the fuck out.
I That's remember.
There is so many, like.
So many people.
So many. And I just want to match with you to tell you that you're an idiot.
You're like, not funny.
You're not funny. Nobody works at the Krusty Krab, okay? Not even you.
You're crusty as hell if you work at the Krusty Krab. Ugh.
Or the other one where it's like here for a good time, not a long time. If that's in your bio,
that'll get
I will end your life. You're here for a good time, obviously not a long time. Let's do this.
I'm not here for a good time or a long time, so I'm basically just shitty.
I'm just trying to get through the day. That's all. That would be my bio.
Oh my gosh. People on Tinder are whack. Mostly guys on Tinder. I mean, I don't know how girls are on Tinder.
Oh, they get mad crazy.
I thought I was pretty normal on
no,
Tinder.
No, I'm a psychopath. Oh. I will admit it.
I just try to test them, see what they can handle. Throw them some crazy shit.
Yes.
You want to do some meth tonight?
Let's get crazy, baby.
Baby.
Yes, baby. Call her daddy girls. We love you.
Anyways. Yeah.
So basically, fuck all of you. You all suck. You can't catch vagina or dick to save your life.
I thought it was nice when like guys were up front and stuff. It was kind of annoying when guys would be like on Tinder when they were like up front.
They were like just trying to get some puss.
Yeah.
Up if you're down.
It's like I'm not just down. To hook up. So,
I'd be like, yeah, meet me here, and then I'd unmatch them.
Exactly.
Just ghost them. Oh.
I had a guy that was so hot, and I started talking to him. Everything was chilling. And then, like, day three, all he wanted to talk about was taking a bath with me. We talked about, no, I did not even respond. Swear to God.
You're like, I don't want to talk.
Seriously, he texted me like 6 more times. He's like, really just trying to take a bath. I'm like, that's way too straightforward.
That kind of grosses me out a little bit.
You just laid that shit down and there is no going back. Like, you're not getting any type of bath, my friend. Like, you're done.
No way,
anyway,
sir.
Whoever you are, you're still not getting a bath. I'm sorry.
The bath thing is kind of grosses me out a little bit because, like, you're both just sitting in your dirt.
Yeah. And no bathtub is big enough for that. Don't hit me with that shit.
If you take a shower before, then...
No, you're, like, snuggling in the bathtub. It's just
you're both, like, wet and slippery. You're, like, slide down his
but
body.
But half of your entire body's out of the water. He's like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Have you seen that one video and that couple's taking a bath and her hair gets set on fire?
No!
No!
They're both in like a bubble bath and she has like long curly hair. And she like leans back and there's a candle behind her and her hair catches on fire and she doesn't even realize it for like 10 seconds and he doesn't realize it either. And her hair's like smoking all of a sudden. She like freaks out and he like shoves her head in. A bubble bath, which I'm pretty sure bubbles are flammable, aren't they?
What?
Isn't soap flammable?
Some flammable soap, ladies and gentlemen.
But I don't know. I didn't see the rest of the video. But...
IQ of 800, everybody.
That's a good IQ, isn't it?
It doesn't exist.
You broke the scale, baby.
What is the scale for IQs?
I don't know. Ask Leo.
0 to 100 real quick.
0 to 282,
which
is
five. Oh my god.
You're such a liar.
I have an IQ of like 15.
Yeah.
What?
It's like 120.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's like,
shit.
I know your IQ.
No, I literally don't know. Oh man.
We love bubble baths, don't you, Jordan?
No,
with
I
your
don't.
Flammable soap.
I swear to God, I'm pretty sure soap is flammable. If someone could let me know, like, slide into the DMs.
People are going to be like, you're an idiot.
I think anything can be flammable if you really try.
I love that mentality.
I can do anything I set my mind to.
What?
Yeah, it's like infinite. If you're above 145, you're considered a genius or near genius.
Ooh.
And it says 145.
Wow.
Degrees, so. Damn. So I think I'm about there.
I'm almost there.
He's like, I'm chilling at 282. It's fine.
Oh, man.
Should we just, like, find funny things on Twitter?
Sure.
The first thing we open is this demon-ass kid screaming.
Moment of silence for when my sister ate my brother's lost chicken wing. He's like mad, dude.
A new season of American Crime is coming out about Monica Lewinsky. Just in case you wanted to know.
We love that. We love Monica.
But we're
Lewinsky.
Trying to promote our own
we
podcast.
Stand.
We stand Monica Lewinsky.
But I'm also trying to promote our own podcast. Since, you know, we only have 16 listeners.
Ooh. A Pikachu outbreak friends. Has taken over Yokohama.
Yes.
Pikachu is honestly... What is Pikachu? What is he? Is he a cat? A bear?
A cat bear.
It's a Pikachu.
A bear cat.
Let's see. P stands for porcupine.
Do you know how to spell Pikachu?
Yeah.
Pika.
Pika. Chow! Somebody save me. I'm just trying to think of what animal starts with an I.
Iguana.
Egret.
Ooh. I'll go with iguana, because I don't know if you're telling the truth anymore.
No, egret is a bird.
I love that.
But you also thought soap was flammable.
Ooh, credibility.
Hey, Siri. Look up egrets.
It's like Ingrid.
Oh, egret starts with an E. My bad.
Oh, shut down. You're done.
But it is a bird. I promise you.
Well, people.
Our time has come to an end because we hate ourselves.
Dude, we're only at, like, minutes.
What?
Liam, what's our time?
37 minutes. This has been...
Usually around, like... 45 minutes to 50 minutes. Liam's like, hey, you guys are almost out of time.
What should we talk about? What's a good topic? 1, 2, 3, go.
Dick.
Asian women.
Dick
and
Asian women.
Not to be racist, but Asian people. No, let's talk about old vines.
Always. Okay, favorite vine of all time, go.
Well, fuck, now you have to make me choose.
Think hard.
Give me your fucking money! Dun, dun.
Miss Keisha.
Oh my fucking god.
She fucking dead.
Chris, is that a weed? I'm calling 911.
God, why was mine such a...
Wait, do you guys remember the video of, like, the guy, and he's like, Zach, stop.
And he gets fucking arrested.
For kicking the air.
I think I read something, and they thought he was, like, a suspect from, like, a robbery that was, like, down the street.
Poor Zach.
He's Zach, just, like, stop, you're gonna get in trouble. Zach, stop.
Is the kid's name Kevin, the one that's like, dude, watch the light. Kevin, dude, watch the light. Yeah,
he like fucking throws the pillow.
Yeah, that one's my favorite. Like, that kid's got something. He's sad.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, I just feel so privileged to be born in the time that Vine was a thing. Like,
yeah.
Really, like, 90s kids think they had it good. No, bitch, you did it.
You didn't.
You are a boring millennial.
We are 90s kids.
Okay, Kylie. But we're barely 90s kids.
Yo, 98.
99, shut up. Wait, you're 98. We out here.
You were two.
Exactly. Oh. Fuck off.
We knew a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
I learned how to run, bitch. Run that money.
Run these streets.
At 2 years old.
Don't matter the age.
You're like fucking out here, like selling drugs, like you have gun and stuff like that. And these people are coming to you like scratching for a
I hide it in my milk bottle.
That's like a thing you like twist it and you're like, here.
And it drops out like a bunch of pills.
You have like a cocaine spoon. Just like, it's like powdered milk.
Liam literally thinks we're the biggest idiots.
I'm appalled.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I told you.
It really do be like that.
What's another one? What's another good one?
Two bros chilling in a hot tub. Five feet apart because they're not gay.
Ooh, a classic.
Oh, man. Or the other one where she's, like, singing, and then she goes, they're like, shut up!
Oh,
she's like, yes.
God, I fucking love Vines.
I'm going to pull up a Vine compilation.
No, those are like 40 minutes long.
I know, but it's going to refresh my memory.
No, the best one, that kid was like, I love myself. Even though I look like a burnt chicken nugget, I still love myself.
Yo, what up? I'm Jared. I'm 19, and I never fucking learned how to read.
We just love that for them.
Remember how Vine Stars was a thing?
Yes.
And now they're all YouTubers.
It's fucking crazy.
Fucking Tana Mongeau and Jake Paul getting...
No, hold on. I just started watching the Vine compilation. It's that video of the kid, and he was like, you know what? I'm just gonna say it. I don't care that you broke your elbow. I love that video.
What's something worse than a rapist? Boom. A child.
No.
Oh.
Oh, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
How do we go from Tinder to Vine?
The greatest things to come from our
just
generation.
Real quick. No, the kid in the choir who had like a balloon full of helium.
Oh, he's like,
and he had to be the
guys.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
I can't handle this.
That's me at hockey games. Literally, I can't.
Eat my ass like a cupcake.
She's like, now! Now! Do I am or thum? Look at this graph!
The fact that you're just quoting these and laughing your goddamn ass off.
It's funnier when you
fucking
watch
Nickelback.
Them.
Fucking Nickelback.
Where are the people from Nickelback now?
I couldn't even tell you. I think the main guy is probably a history teacher now. That's my theory. That bitch looks like a history teacher. I just don't. There's no theory for that at all, but I just know in my heart that that's where he's chilling right now.
Wait a second, this is why mom doesn't fucking love you. I
why
feel that
me?
On a real level.
Why is that my siblings to me?
Wait, hang on, I have to play this
why
one.
Am I the fuck up in the family?
This bitch empty. Hang on.
Yeet!
What the fuck was that?
What's that one? It's like that potato talking. He's like, when will you learn? Your actions have consequences. It's like a talking potato puppet. It's like a claymation. It's like,
when they brought that back and said, this is how my professors act in class, I really felt that.
Oh, this one.
Oh man.
Not this one. It's the next one, everybody. Hang on.
I smell a
bad.
Like, I can't handle everything that's going on in here right now.
We love vines. This podcast got really, like, interesting very quick.
Yeah, we wilding out.
Fucking hell. Okay. Let's talk about...
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex just a little bit. Let's talk about... I'm freaking...
Bitch perfect. I
should just start an acapella group.
I wanted to be in an acapella group in high school so bad that I literally, like, practiced, like, watching Pitch Perfect, and I was like, zoom, 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 zoom,
zoom. An acapella group by yourself?
No. Weeper has an acapella group.
What?
Yeah,
no, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. What? It's a class, dude.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
So, there you go, everybody. If you go to Weber, take acapella. Oh, man. Jordan?
What? Sunny?
Yes?
Guys, this podcast is a whole shit show on this a whole nother, like, level.
I don't even know I how think to this explain is probably, myself.
Like, one of the...
I don't even know podcast. How to explain myself here.
I have no words.
Let's keep looking on Reddit, shall we? Jordan?
Yes.
Tell me about one of your worst Tinder dates.
I don't know.
Do you know what I just thought of?
What?
This is how my brain works. I literally thought of that video where the, like, little kid runs by and his mom's wearing, like, a horse mask doing, like, yoga or whatever, and he goes, my poop is coming.
Why was she doing yoga in a horse mask? Like, I just want to know. Why was she filming it on Vine?
She knew her kid was gonna be famous.
Oh my god.
No. Kylie knows this person.
Oh, is it?
It is.
It is.
Probably, I never met him in real life.
Do I? Am I thinking of the right person? Continue. I'll figure it out.
I never met him in real life, but
is
honestly,
he a hoe?
Yes, his mom's a hoe too. I don't know his mom.
She's a hoe.
All his friends are hoes.
Okay, go.
He's the whack. Do you know who I'm talking about now?
Sure. All you've said is his family's house.
I mean, yes, Jordan. I know exactly who you're talking about. Okay, go.
So this guy was the wackest person. Honestly, I don't even remember conversations being said, but he was the weirdest person I've ever talked to. I don't know how to explain it without...
Are we talking about...
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about.
We made a connection.
Yes.
Okay. I know. I know. He's a freak, bro. I can't even begin to describe my interactions with him. Like, wrecked me on a whole nother level. We really just, we all have such good thoughts about him. I just, like, don't even know what to say. What do you want me to say about
him? At first he was normal. When I first started talking to him, at first he was normal. And then he, like, turned into the weirdest person I've talked to in my entire life. He was, like, a virgin or something. And then he fucked a girl with blue hair. That what happened?
Yeah.
It was so long. It was like 2 years
Got
ago.
Got messy, messy.
Literally, I just remember Jordan talking to this man and, like, she was like, he's so weird. And I was like, then why don't you just stop talking to him? She's like, I can't. And, like, literally just, like, I was the mom, like, you know, when she ignores her kids because she's a bad parent. That was me. Every time Jordan talked about it, I went, okay, sweetie. And then...
Everything about that situation and what came after that just blows my damn mind. Like,
he's a whack job.
Some shit happened after that, but
I just remember me and him like got in a fight. I literally like don't remember the conversation.
And I was dead ass in the middle of it, like getting screenshots from both sides, like getting crazy. Oh, that was some good times for me.
Oh man,
loved that. Loved being
we got a the mediator. Wild.
Anyway, lovely man, love him lots, kind of crazy, but you know, what can you do? Things happen.
Fuck you, whoever you are. Just kidding.
I just remember the one time, this one kid that we were hanging out with at their apartment, they came over and Kylie's guy, like, was like, hi, I'm so-and-so, and my other kid just, like, completely ignored. He's like,
what?
Hey. Wait, what the fuck?
What?
What are you talking about?
Dylan.
Oh! Yeah, when...
Who the fuck is Dylan?
Do you remember when we smoked at our apartment?
Yeah.
And then you got mad at me because there was little crumples on the carpet?
Oh, yeah, let me say something here. This bitch... Okay, first of all, love her to death, but we were fighting mad bad.
For a mad, mad.
I got yelled at because I had the straightener of hers, and then I yelled at her because she was making fun of my boyfriend at the time. It was just a wreck. Like, it was awful. But anyway, this sitch, I was supposed to babysit my siblings that night. They were going to sleep over, and I said, don't get shit in between, like, on the floor. Don't get the residue of whatever they were smoking on the floor. I come home and there's little niblets all over the floor. It's stuck in the coffee table. My siblings are in the other room. It was just, it was so fun for us. That's, you know.
Yeah, no.
There was, this also is the soup sitch.
Who did Dylan say hi to? I don't know.
Hunter. No, Hunter was like, hi.
He's like, hi, it's fine. It's I don't okay think he listens name. To this.
If you are, hello.
How
we're
are
not
you?
Saying anything like bad. But anyway.
We cannot be held legally accountable for any names mentioned.
There could be 800 different.
Yeah, no, Hunter like came up to me and said, hey, I'm Hunter. And Dylan just like ignored
yeah, it. Yeah, Dylan walked away, went the other way.
Dylan was just like, hey, and just like went.
Yep.
I remember like looking at Hunter and I was like,
why was he even at the house? I wasn't there.
No, you were
no,
there.
You were there.
You're like standing on the balcony
yeah,
with us.
Dylan, who
yeah, and
you
I
are,
left.
I'm sorry.
I left because I had to go to my niece's.
Oh yeah, like
my niece's blessing.
Oh, I remember that.
And you stayed there and got
crazy.
Schlumped.
We got wild.
Schlumped. God, that was crazy. Anyway,
that's when me and Jordan had a erotic, not erotic.
What? No!
Euphoric is the word I was looking for.
Me said he did not have an erotic night.
Anyways, euphoric night, just sinking in and becoming one with the
couch.
Guys,
I literally don't think I moved for like we like. We're gone by like 8 o'clock, and I don't think I moved.
We literally wait. If I were, I think we're talking about the same time. If not, I'm going off. But
okay, go off.
Go off, sis.
Oh, is this the soup?
No. No, but the soup fucked me up. You can tell you that in a second. Sunny ate all my goddamn food that I left on the counter, and I swear to God, I almost like slapped a bitch.
Okay, hold on.
Rest in peace, guys. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Story.
Here, you can go sit at Jordan's seat
just
for a minute.
Literally just pee in your chair. Everybody does it now.
Yeah, everybody pees everywhere now. So I'll start the story. Me and Jordan schlumped out of our minds. And I don't remember if you said this or not, but you were like, there's food on the table.
Absolutely did not.
All I remember is like, you came out the next morning and you were like, pissed off. And I was like, I was like, if I didn't eat it, it would have been out crusty.
That was literally her excuse. I was like, yo, I made dinner for my honey. Like, we're chilling. I'm a good wife. No,
that was going to be food the next day for your siblings.
Yeah, but I made it originally for the honeybee. Yeah. And then Sunny just fucking eats it. She's like, yeah, by the way, your food was about to get crusty. So ate that shit up for you, baby.
Literally, I get a text the next morning. She's like, did you eat my soup? I was like, I mean, I was toasted. I think so.
Now I just write her a goddamn thank you card and we're all good.
Now we're all good.
Thanks for not wasting food. We love that. We were, back to my story that I was trying to say before Sunny brought up another problem in our relationship. We literally could go on about our fight for like 5 days. I'm not kidding
literally,
you.
And it feels show. Like we've been through marriage counseling, but we went to different counselors.
We literally did. And then we came back, baby, and we're stronger and now, than ever. You break it off, you get right back together.
You get right back in it.
We're like a whole
toxic
ass
or not
married couple without erotic nights. Like, that's just without erotic. We've been doing that since we were like 2 years old. We love that for us.
Literally.
One time.
No, every single night you would come into my room half naked.
Oh, yeah.
And flop your whole body onto my
bed. Dude, that was what I lived for. Like,
I wish I still had the video.
Of me naked?
No. Sell it on the internet.
Porno.
No, the video of you swinging my desk chair around your head.
And then falling smack on my ass. Yes. That was a great time.
You were
time.
Just like, I want to listen to Lil Marshmallow or something. Whatever, whoever what that was. The? I don't remember who you said, but it was a whack-ass
some fucking
name.
Whack-ass Marshmallow, apparently.
Anyways, back to your story. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Don't ever interrupt me again. One time, I think we had, who did we have? Never mind, I'm not going to mention it. Some source, we got some drinks. And Jordan and Sunny and I got drunk as hell. And we literally only drank like maybe 2 packs of Mike's. So if that doesn't tell you something.
We were lightweights back then.
Back then. Jordan still is, but I'm just saying.
Now me and Kylie are grown.
Sunny
grown
and I could get it any day of the week. We love alcoholics.
Yes, we do. Had a beer right before this.
Yes. Literally.
21, it's legal.
She's in the middle of hers. Mine's like most definitely gone. But, friends, here's the story. Okay, I forgot, but I'm back.
Blacked out for a minute.
Blacked out. It was that one beer, dude. Got me. Anyway, finished it out and drank all these. Just got wrecked. I get up the next morning. This bitch, literally, couch cushions everywhere. Empty beer bottles everywhere. It was a wreck.
It looked like
these two slept all day like zombies. I went and made the money to bring home the bacon for these two, and they laid there looking
she
dead.
She literally brought us, I think, breakfast.
Yeah.
No, we ate leftover pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did. That didn't go into the fridge at all.
Absolutely did not, but neither did my soup, so whatever. R.A.P. potato soup.
R.A.P. potato soup.
Oh, man. What good times.
But... No. So, once upon a wild night, there were so many nights where me and Kylie weren't even, like, close to being drunk. We didn't have a drip of alcohol in our bodies. Yet we were the most maniac, wacko, crazy psycho people.
We got a noise complaint.
Oh, our very first week we were there. Yeah. I think it was the second or third day.
It was the third night. Yeah.
It was the third night we had moved in. Need I remind you, we moved in the end of December. Awful time. Awful. Yes. And we get a knock on the door. This bitch, we have a little peephole. She goes, oh my god, it's the cops. And I was like,
very minimal clothing on.
I was like, fuck, 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 fuck. Like, we were hiding all the alcohol. Like, we were panicking. And I went back into my room and I was like, are they still there? And Kylie goes and looks through her window because her window went out to, like, this, like, little
foyer
in front of our front door. And the cop was looking right into her window. And she was like, fuck, I think he saw me. And I was like, well, now we have to fucking answer the door. So he answered the door. Actually, I do, because Kylie's still naked.
And crying.
And I was like, how can I help you, officers? They're like, we got a noise complaint.
A domestic abuse complaint.
Yeah, they thought it was a domestic abuse. Like,
oh my gosh.
Like, whole situation. They literally had to come into our apartment, inspect, and make sure there weren't any children, like, getting abused and beaten.
They said someone was crying. It was me, because Sunny was chasing me around the house.
No, this is when I threw your underwear in the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, baby, no.
Oh, my gosh.
If you guys can't tell, me and Kylie were whack jobs.
Wild. Then.
We're still whack jobs. Don't even be fooled. But anyway, if you're trying to come party, we both have separate apartments now.
They no longer live together.
We no longer live together. Probably together, better. Yeah, better for our marriage.
Better for everyone.
We're like in an open relationship. It's a lot better for us. But come party anytime.
We're in a polyamorous.
No threesomes or foursomes at all.
None.
None.
Unless you're G-Eazy, then baby, hit me up.
I wish.
Oh, G-Eazy.
LOL. Oh, no, wait. So, me and Kylie had our little tiff.
A little tiffy.
Right before the Post Malone concert. Me and Kylie and Jordan had agreed to all go to the Post Malone concert together. And it was literally the most uncomfortable thing ever because me and Jordan saw you.
Yeah.
And Jordan's like, oh my God, there she is. And so we like ran across the lawn to get to the other side. And I think you saw us running.
Oh yeah, me and the boy.
Yep. I just wanted to let you guys know that. We handled that not okay.
Counseling saves marriages, I'm just saying. Get out there, boys and gals. Get some help. Because now we're back together.
Together forever.
Oh, I had a thing in my throat.
good times in our youth.
And now we can fuck it up again.
Let's fuck it up.
Yes.
But yeah, we used to prank Jordan all the time.
We would wreck Jordan's life.
Now I'm a sober sister.
Still, she gets wrecked.
Every day.
With life. Life just wrecks me.
Me too. Relatable. It's okay. We're just killing the game out here.
No, I'm not killing the game. The game is dragging me.
The game is killing me. You know those like war games that all the guys play? Like I'm thinking of like Halo.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, like Call of Duty or Halo, and your like screen starts flashing red. That is me at this moment.
My level is red and it's not getting better anytime soon.
Not at all.
No. Oh, man. Well, it's been a good time.
Fuck
guys.
You guys. Just kidding. I think that's why we only have 16 listeners.
Because we just.
Because every week I'm like, fuck off. You.
Guys, thanks for listening. If you're still listening to this,
we apologize.
You're a real trooper.
Oh, man.
Honestly.
Well,
we'll try to get better, but it probably won't get better.
Thanks to our guest, Kylie Treseder, for coming on today.
Oh, you guys are more than welcome.
Yes, we really appreciate it.
Love sharing my mess.
Yes.
As always.
If you're just as messy as us, you're welcome to come on here and tell us your life story.
Also, make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcast and Spotify. Get your family to do it. Get your friends to do it. Get your exes to do it.
Get your dog to do it. We don't care.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck.
Force them to listen to it.
Any phone you have, you press subscribe.
Yes.
Do it.
Just love us.
Well, like always, stay messy and fuck out of here. Bye-bye.
Bye.